So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Somebody asked me on my over on Athletic the other day, who's this year's Jahan Dotson that gets traded or gets moved that you wouldn't see? I still wonder about the running back room. Is there something else to happen there? Is Brian Robinson the definitive answer? He's not a three down back, not a much of a factor in the passing game. Do they want a group that's more well rounded? I don't know that there's somebody else to get, but that's the one thing I wonder going in reverse, is that maybe there's a move to be made there. But other than that, I don't know if there's that much that I'm going to have to get done here, even if I'm Adam Peters and have that power.
So that was pretty interesting content, I thought, from Ben Standing of The Athletic on the show on Friday, suggesting he's just not convinced that the running back room looks now like it will when the season begins. And that's compelling because they're kind of loaded up there in terms of the roster, right? You've got Robinson, a veteran under contract. Eckler, who they've paid, their pass catcher, their third down guy under contract. You've got McNichols, who's kind of the Eckler understudy, who also spelled Robinson last year, maybe as a third back. Chris Rodriguez, yet another veteran on the roster, who was very good when he got opportunity.
When he gets a chance, he runs hard. I mean, was it the Atlanta game? There was a play where no one was doing anything on the ground, and there was a fourth and five or some kind of whatever it was. Heat of the moment, a pitch where he made six guys miss, ran in for a touchdown. You're going, that earned him more opportunities to not dress for a handful of weeks.
He was kind of a better version of Robinson in that role in terms of the big, powerful thumper back. But Robinson obviously got a lot more carries and work. And then you drafted a running back in the seventh round in Jacory Kroski-Merritt, who, if he makes the roster, I think he could be ticketed for the practice squad. It would mean that McNichols doesn't, or Rodriguez doesn't, or maybe both don't. But that's five guys that I just named for you. Robinson, Eckler, McNichols, Rodriguez, and Kroski-Merritt. So one of them's a draft pick. Doesn't have to make it, clearly. Late round pick. Everyone else has kind of been handpicked by this regime, mm-hmm. in a sense. I mean, Robinson was drafted before they got here. He's not their guy. Eckler was signed by them. McNichols was signed by them. Rodriguez was drafted before them. But they could have cut Rodriguez last year and didn't. They kept him around. They could have, at some point, moved on from Robinson this offseason. They chose not to. So they have, in varying degrees, chosen to do business with all of the players on this depth chart. But you heard Standing. It came up because he was asked, is there a Jahan Dotson surprise player that gets traded or isn't with the team? And he kind of thought about that. I didn't take that to mean he thinks B-Rob's getting dealt as much as he said it could go the other way, where maybe they still bring in someone who makes somebody else on the team currently expendable. And that brings me to this ESPN piece today. So ESPN.com wrote a story. It was Matt Bowen, our buddy, the former safety here in D.C., and this came out this morning. Best NFL team fits for the remaining best free agents. Also trade candidates. J.K. Dobbins, the free agent running back, linked to best team fit, the Washington Commanders. And here's what Bowen wrote. Finding an ideal fit for a veteran running back is not easy at this point of the offseason, especially for a player with Dobbins' rich injury history. He missed four games with an MCL sprain last season, yet he still managed a career high in rushing yards, 905, and tied a career high in rushing touchdowns, 9. In Cliff Kingsbury's offense in D.C., I could see Dobbins providing competition for Brian Robinson as the early down runner. Dobbins can run between the tackles and has the juice to create big plays on the ground. He took 27 carries for 10 or more yards last season. So let's just start with the premise. Do you agree that there's a good chance, Danny, that the five running backs that we've been talking about here are not all going to be on the roster come training camp, or that maybe somebody gets cut because they bring in a veteran that supplants them?
Yeah, it's larger than zero, less than 100. So I know that doesn't narrow it down terribly far, but I think that's likely. I mean, they're always going to improve on the fringes. I mean, to me, the thing that I've learned about this regime, and again, we've got a sample of 1 year plus, this one free agency period in a draft, where I'm doing the LeBron James gif where I'm pointing, look at the hole, look at the problem, look at the weakness. they usually don't see it the same way, whether they either plan on working around it, whether they don't think it's a big deal, whether they think their guys are better than we think, whatever, they have been successful. You know, last year going into the season, I'm going, I cannot believe this is the O-line. I can't believe this is the receiver core for a rookie quarterback. Offense was awesome. Daniels was great. Everything worked out. Ta-da. Going into this season, I'm going, I can't believe this is the edge group. I can't believe this is the running back room. Wouldn't they want something different? And I think they maybe see it differently than I do. And again, they're usually right. I'm usually just pudgy and stupid. So I think there's a better chance than not that me going, I have no interest in this running back room, really, except for Austin Eckler, who's a bad hit away from not being able to play much anymore. That's the style that I want. They only have one of those guys. Everyone else is Brian Robinson or Brian Robinson Light. I think they like that better than I do. So I think there's a better chance maybe than not of them going in with that kind of group, and whether Rodriguez gets swapped out or Michael Wiley gets swapped out or somebody else for a veteran on the edges. I don't know that they're going to go dip into the pool.
How old do you think Brian Robinson is?
26.
How old do you think J.K. Dobbins is?
He's only been in the league 4 years. 26.
They're the same age.
Yeah.
I think that would surprise a lot of people. Now, Dobbins got to the league quicker, to your point. He missed the 2021 season. So he's actually been in the league for 5 years. He's the same age as Brian Robinson.
There you go.
Robinson's been in the league for 3 years. That's why I bring that up. He, you know, one of those guys made the leap quicker and was just younger when he got to the NFL. So despite two more seasons in the National Football League, they're the exact same age. Dobbins' injury history is just a disaster, though. One of those injuries, I think the preseason 21, was here in Landover. It was actually at then FedEx, where he tore his ACL.
His ACL, that's right.
First of a couple of times. But remember, as a rookie in 2020, he averaged 6 yards per carry as like the number two back for Baltimore on early downs as a 22-year-old. He was awesome. But he only played, you know, he played in 15 games. The next year, he missed the entire season. The year after that, he missed half of the season. He averaged 5.7 a pop. 2023, he played in one game. That was it. Got hurt again. And then last year was the most durable he's been since his rookie year, and he averaged 4.6 per carry. Brian Robinson has never done that.
Right.
Brian Robinson, in his career, he's gotten better every year, to his credit, but he's averaged 3.9, 4.1, and 4.3. Dobbins, in his three seasons where he's had multiple games, you know, 15, 8, and 13 games, he has averaged 6, 5.7, and 4.6.
I mean, he was incredible last year in LA.
He was awesome.
Yeah.
No. But how much of that is, like, they live the lifestyle of running the football.
Right.
That's Jim Harbaugh to the third power, right? I mean, they're a different breed when Harbaugh shows up and preaches running the football every single day. Then Kingsbury was kind of running it to set things up and to get back to what he wants to be doing in the horizontal raid. But still, if you're asking me Dobbins or Robinson, like, and you guaranteed me health for both players, if they both played 16 games this year, who would I rather have tote the mail and you're giving them the exact same carries? I'd rather have J.K. Dobbins.
No question for me.
But there is no such thing as the guaranteed health. And so I'm not going to supplant 26-year-old Robinson for another 26-year-old who's got a way worse injury history.
I think that's very well said. I love the idea of Dobbins. And if it doesn't cost you much, then we could talk about that. But that, like, what scares
so would
me...
So would you bring in Dobbins to compete with Robinson, to be with Eckler on that depth chart? Merritt's probably then on the practice squad, if it means Rodriguez is out and maybe McNichols is out.
I would do that. I mean, but the thing that I cannot do is go... I don't know how to say this in a better way, so maybe you could try to pull it out of me. Where I would go, okay, my problem is solved, or the position is done. I can't say I will now book J.K. Dobbins for 200 touches. Like, I'd love for that to happen, but come on, man. We've all seen, you've seen the injury history. You
so
know
what
the game's
like.
So it means if it starts to be a bidding war, someone else is going to have to deal with the injured reserve, or someone else is going to have to deal with that. To me, if it's cheap, then he'll help you when he can play.
So I could be wrong. I think we're past bidding war territory. It's May 19th.
Mm-hmm.
There's no bidding war.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not a guy that teams are lining up to try to give carries to based on his injury history. Now, he may do the Kirk Cousins thing where Kirk right now is sitting around and going, I'll wait till somebody gets hurt before I start really examining and
I just
looking
had a
for
monster deal, yeah.
trade or whatever. Like, maybe J.K. Dobbins is going, it's about fit for me. And maybe he has turned down a couple opportunities and he's looking for the right money. I guess that's possible. I don't know. But my guess is when the phone rings, he's signing somewhere. If they can guarantee him an opportunity to compete. And here, with Jaden Daniels and read option and the running game possibilities therein, I'd imagine this would be an intriguing landing spot. I think.
So you have a podcast and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
How do I want to say this? If Dobbins was not an injury concern, it's the most obvious upgrade ever, in my opinion.
Yep.
Because we've seen the B-Rob thing for three seasons now. We know what it looks like. And I'm not anti-Brian Robinson. I think Brian Robinson is a good player, but what you see is what you get. It's going to be about 4 yards per carry. He's not going to get yards that aren't kind of created for him, and he is not going to homer or triple. It's singles and the occasional, very rare, perfectly blocked double. But it's mostly singles. It's 10, 12, 14, 16 yards or your explosives. Whereas Dobbins, with the way he runs, especially after the injury, those little Mighty Mouse legs, I mean, he actually is hitting 30 and 40 from time to time.
Yeah, I mean, to me, Robinson, everything you said I echo, but I also think there are probably times where there was something there, where it just, if you just cut back, or if you just saw it. It's easy for me to say on my couch with my feet up, very comfortable, but it just felt like watching him. There are times where you go, dude, it's right there. Oh, and then it's gone.
Where are your feet?
My feet is up.
Okay.
So are his after getting smashed. Oh, thank you. But it's basically, he's sitting there, or it feels like whether it's a vision question, whether it's an agility question. Again, I like Brian Robinson. He would be on my team. That's a good dude. I want him to play for Smash Mouth times. I'm just not doing the Brian Robinson, everybody. Like that New Orleans game that we were at, where they just kept ramming him into the line of scrimmage, hoping that something would be different. I just don't play it. I just don't do that. I can't.
Now, Commander's Twitter has worked themselves into a frenzy about Brian Robinson, okay? Because he did say the four words that every player says on social media when they feel like they're being talked badly about by the fan base. Keep that same energy. And then he attacked a 100 emoji on it. This was just on Friday, as a matter of fact.
This was Friday?
While he was in the weight room, I guess.
Oh.
Keep that same energy, 100 emoji.
You got it.
Now, I don't know if that means he was keeping it a buck, or if that means, like, what, Darius, if you don't mind, what does the 100 emoji mean at the end of keep that same energy?
It's like it's basically a way to stamp the way to put it is stand on business.
It's like, don't
now,
say it
wait,
that
now
way.
What is that?
Try
mean?
Another way.
What does that mean?
You don't like stand on business?
No. Try something
if I
else.
Just get that right.
Yeah. Okay.
He said, keep that same energy, 100 emoji, which is that like saying
100% of the time?
No, it's not. Definitely not that.
No?
I think he's saying, keep that same energy, 100, meaning, I see you guys. I know what you're up to.
Then why wouldn't you use the eyes emoji for there's
a
visual?
Yeah, this is why I think stand on business kind of where we're going.
I didn't hear what you said. What'd you just say?
Stand on business?
No, you're not saying anything. The phone's cutting out. Why?
So I'm saying stand.
I'm throwing up everywhere.
On
Can you
business.
Get someone to come clean up this table? There's vomit all over the place. Ryan, you're a young person. Why is he putting the 100 emoji after he says keep that same energy? I can only imagine it means he's going to average 4.1 yards per carry instead of 3.9 this year. That's my hope.
I believe what he's trying to say is he's trying to keep it 100. Trying to keep it 100.
He's keeping it a buck.
So he's able to keep it 100 while asking someone else to do something?
No.
Just with an emoji?
Say, keep it a buck. He's keeping it a buck.
I'm good on that. Okay. But I think he's personally keeping it 100%?
I think Ryan's right now that I think about this. He is keeping it real with you.
Well, this is incredible.
Yeah, you guys need to keep that same energy. I'm going to keep it real with you.
So he's able to do all of two separate things. Asking for everyone else. This is not an internal directive here. This is an external directive. All of you, keep your same energy. With a mere emoji, the lens is turned towards him. Here's 100% authenticity.
Yes.
I'm keeping it 100 myself.
I'm keeping you guys honest by keeping me 100 and a buck. Something like that. But like, so he's motivated. I'll bet he was motivated last year with a new coaching staff. That's the part I never get about this. It's like, y'all pissed off Brian Robinson now.
Okay.
Again, I like Brian Robinson. I think he's a good little football player. I want him on my team. I would just like someone who could hit a home run in the backfield to be my bell cow. And then Robinson comes in and gets the occasional carry. It's not disrespectful. I'm just keeping it a buck myself. He could keep it a buck. I'm going to keep it a buck.
Oh, wow.
I need 4.6 yards per carry, 4.7 yards per carry. Someone who occasionally turns 10 into 30, someone that turns 27 into 77. Like, that's what I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. That's my 100 emoji.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.